Muldoon stopped the jeep about 50 yards away from the Tyrannosaur and turned the vehicle around. He left the motor running. "Get behind the wheel," Muldoon said, "and put your seatbelt on." He took another canister and hooked it onto his shirt, then he got out. Gennaro slid behind the wheel.
"You'd done this very often before?"
Muldoon belched.
"Never. Now try to get him just behind the Auditory Meatus. We'll see how it goes from there."
He walked 10 yards behind the jeep and crouched down in the grass on one knee. He steadied the big gun against his shoulder and flipped up the thick telescopic sight. Muldoon aimed at the Tyrannosaur, which still ignored them. There was a burst of pale gas, and Gennaro saw a white streak shoot forward in the air toward the Tyrannosaur, but nothing seemed to happen. Then the Tyrannosaur turned slowly, curiously, to peer at them. It moved its head from side to side, as if looking at them with alternate eyes. Muldoon had taken down the launcher and was loading the second canister.
"You hit him?" Gennaro said.
Muldoon shook his head.
"Missed. Damn laser sights. See if there's a battery in the case."
"A what?"
Gennaro said.
"A battery," Muldoon said. "It's about as big as your finger. Gray markings."
Gennaro bent over to look in the steel case. He felt the vibration of the jeep, heard the motor ticking over. He didn't see a battery. The Tyrannosaur roared. To Gennaro, it was a terrifying sound, rumbling from the great chest cavity of the animal, bellowing out over the landscape. He sat up sharply and reached for the steering wheel, put his hand on the gear shift. On the radio, he heard a voice say,
"Muldoon, this is Arnold. Get out of there. Over." "I know what I'm doing," Muldoon said.
The Tyrannosaur charged. Muldoon stood his ground. Despite the creature racing toward him, he slowly and methodically raised his launcher, aimed, and fired. Once again, Gennaro saw the puff of smoke and the white streak of the canister going toward the animal. Nothing happened. The Tyrannosaur continued to charge. Now Muldoon was on his feet and running, shouting, "Go! Go!" Gennaro put the jeep in gear, and Muldoon threw himself onto the side door as the jeep lurched forward. The Tyrannosaur was closing rapidly, and Muldoon swung the door open and climbed inside.
"Go! Damn it! Go!"
Gennaro floored it. The jeep bounced precariously, the front end nosing so high they saw only sky through the windshield, then slamming down again toward the ground and racing forward again. Gennaro headed for a stand of trees to the left, until in the rearview mirror he saw the Tyrannosaur give a final roar and turn away. Gennaro slowed the car.
"Jesus!"
Muldoon was shaking his head.
"I could have sworn I hit him the second time."
"I'd say you missed,"
Gennaro said.
"Needle must have broken off before the plunger injected."
"Admit it, you missed."
"Yeah," Muldoon said.
He sighed.
"I missed. Battery was dead in the damned laser sights. My fault. I should have checked it after it was out all last night. Let's go back and get more canisters."
The jeep headed north toward the hotel. Muldoon picked up the radio.
"Control?"
"Yes?"
"We're heading back to base."
The river was now very narrow and flowing swiftly. The raft was going faster all the time. It was starting to feel like an amusement park ride.
"Whee!" Lex yelled, holding onto the gunwale. "Faster, faster!"
Grant squinted, looking forward. The river was still narrow and dark, but farther ahead he could see the trees ended, and there was bright sunlight beyond, and a distant roaring sound. The river seemed to end abruptly in a peculiar flat line. The raft was going still faster, rushing forward.